Because when he tells us to love, it's do what's best for the other person no matter how you feel. That's the definition of agape love, all right? Agape love is different than, hey, I love you, man. Yeah, we have phileo love, you know. When I spend time with you guys, we develop phileo love for each other, you know. And that's a different kind of love altogether. It's just a friendship love, you know. That's one of the kinds of love. The kind of love when it says, for God so loved the world, is do agape love. And when it says love your wives, it's the same word. Love. Do what's best for the other person. Love your enemies as yourself. Right? You say, well, how am I supposed to like that? It never says you're supposed to like the person. Forget the like part. You don't have to like somebody you're showing love to. The Bible never tells you to like them. And so what's loving them? Well, I'm supposed to have good feelings for them. No, you're not supposed to have good feelings toward them. The Bible doesn't tell you to have good feelings. And so what happens sometimes is we throw out the verse, we throw out the concept, because we don't understand what it's really saying. It's saying, do what's best for that other person, no matter how you feel. Now, how do you figure out what's best? You know, what's best here, show some love, just a touch. Right? Holy Spirit? Fruit of the Spirit is what needs to come out of us. And when we are exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit, it's a nice thing to be around, you know, for other people. That's a way we can show love to other people. Leonard, the big, he's not in our group, but tall black guy. He sits about right there almost every time, or over there when Set Free comes. He's always got this biggest smile on his face, this big smile, you know. Just, and even though he's big, he's like the opposite of intimidating, because the big, just his big smile. He's just a happy guy. In fact, I use him as an example about people pushing on you. I went up and just shoving him, and when I shoved him the third time pretty hard, you hear the guy go, like that, oh man, fight, you know. I'd fight if somebody did that to me, you know. And does that bother you? No, you know. And it's because I want to show people that because you get pushed doesn't mean you have to push back, you know. So anyway, the point is, God put him in our life because it brings us to our knees. How do I make this wife happy? Good luck. You're not going to figure it out up here. It doesn't make sense. You've got to do it by saying, Lord, what do I need to do so I'm just supposed to listen? Makes no sense, but I'll do it. All right? I'm just going to do it. Right. So things make no sense, and we just need to do it. You guys can see that with wives, for example, with women, for example. If it makes sense to you, after class, come explain to me why it makes sense that somebody would want to not have their problem solved. Okay? Go and school me on it, because I'm lost, all right? I'm lost. So God gives us these things in the world that don't make sense, and then he says, love this wife, do what's best for her, and you go, but what's best for her doesn't even make sense to just sit there and listen to her problem. Doesn't even make sense. Okay? But we're supposed to do it anyway, because it's what's best for her. And that's how we show love. And we're showing love, that's how we're glorifying God. All right? Because if somebody's looking in at this situation and they see this logical, concrete, sequential man who's always solving problems, just sit there when his wife is sharing her problem and just going, oh, honey, I'm sorry you're dealing with that. They go, wow, he's really showing kindness and thoughtfulness to his wife, because that's not him. That's God. And God's glorified then when it's not us and it's him. Paul said, let there be less and less of me and more of God. That's when God's glorified. And he's glorified when, as we show love back to him in obedience, and as we show love to other people. And everybody's going to be different in the way they receive love. So you just say, oh, I'm just going to go say, hey, good job, man, to everybody I talk to. No. First, it can be flattery if they're not doing a good job. Okay? You know what flattery is? Flattery is when you say nice things to another person to make them like you. Okay? Nice things to the other person that aren't real, just to make them like you. All right? You're flattering them. You know, hey, man, you guys, you look so good today. You look this, that. You know, people like hearing good things. So you go do that because, oh, everybody's going to like me. I do that. Be honest. You know? So when people do a good job, I give them positive affirmation. Good job. And that's why I said it loosely. I meant it. You know, worked hard, focused, tried to do everything I tell him to do. When things need to be done, man, he hustles fast, just like I do, gets moving fast. And so then I give the positive affirmation. It's real. It's not flattery.